For more on the history and religious significance of the Shiite pilgrimage to Karbala, we're joined now by Dr. Mahmoud Ayoub, professor of Islamic studies and comparative religion at Temple University. Dr. Ayoub, welcome to the program.
Thank you very much.
I wonder if you could explain to us, for a Shiite Muslim, how you would compare the significance of this pilgrimage to Karbala with the pilgrimage or the Hajj to Mecca. Are both considered a sacred duty for Shiite Muslims?
The Hajj to Mecca is a religious obligation for all Muslims. It is one of the five pillars of Islam. It is therefore an act of worship, while the pilgrimage to Karbala is a devotional act to show loyalty to the Prophet and his family.
And would it also be considered a sacred duty then for a Shiite?
It's a meritorious act, and often devotional Shia literature compares the two and exaggerates the excellence of the pilgrimage to Karbala, where, for instance, it says the pilgrimage, it's a special ritual called Ziyara to Karbala, equals or even greater than 100 pilgrimages to Mecca. But that is not official religious language. It is devotional language.
Dr. Ayoub, the pilgrimage now underway marks the killing of Imam Hussein in Karbala in the year 680 on what I've read is called the Plain of Sorrow and Misfortune. What is that?
Yes, the word Karbala is a very old word. It goes back to Assyrian and maybe Babylonian times. A poet of the 10th century, about 300 years after Hussein, he divided the word into its two syllables. So the syllable karb means sorrow or despondency, sadness, and so on. And bala means affliction or trial. And so he begins his great poem with the words, O Karbala, you have always been a land of sadness and sorrow and trial and affliction.
And is it fair, do you think, to consider this moment, this martyrdom of Hussein, to be the turning point when Shiism becomes a religious movement in its own right?
Yeah. Shiism began during the life of his father, Ali, who ruled as caliph for under 4 years, and he himself was assassinated. Now, those who accepted Ali's right to the succession of the Prophet were called the Shia or party of Ali. And one can argue that after the death of Hussein, Shiism began to crystallize into a religio-political movement, which took some time to achieve that till about the 10th century, when the Shia tradition, philosophy, Quran exegesis, and the law, all that was finally put together into a very impressive religious system.
It sounds like the end of this pilgrimage is marked by a remarkable scene of self-sacrifice, where pilgrims flagellate themselves with swords and whips.
Yeah. This was based on the idea that anyone who vicariously suffers with the people of the Prophet's family, either through weeping or through enduring any kind of hardship, he shares in their sufferings and therefore also in their merit with God. And therefore, people flagellate themselves. Sometimes they make cuts in their heads and so on.
Would this be the kind of thing that now that Saddam Hussein is out of power and this pilgrimage is being conducted in a more open way, that pilgrims would feel freer, perhaps, to...
Perhaps, yeah. Maybe in subsequent years, the emphasis would be a little bit less on the suffering and inflicting of harm on their bodies.
Dr. Ayoub, thanks very much for talking with us today.
Thank you.
Mahmoud Ayoub is professor of Islamic studies at Temple University and author of the book Redemptive Suffering in Islam.